Again, our number is 800-222-5222. It's Midday Live. Dr. Drew, Mike Cathwood. It's Talk Radio 790 KABC. Let's go on out now to Mary Jo Eustace, woman warrior. Am I pronouncing your last name right, Mary Jo Eustace?
It's Eustace.
Eustace, I beg your pardon.
That's okay.
And Mary Jo,
we've actually met before. We were on Larry King together.
Oh, fantastic! We used to all kind of hang out at Larry's table there. We need to put the round tables together.
And, we did.
And today we're talking about A Day Without a Woman. Tell me about that.
A Day Without a Woman. Is the world going to fall apart? I think it might.
Well, listen. If we have a world without women, the world, of course, would fall apart. If we have a week without women, the world would fall apart. But I'm a little confused by A Day Without a Woman, because to me, it's sort of weirdly insulting to my peers that we never questioned were vital. The woman that flies my plane, my physician peers that work in my office.
Yes, but you're very evolved.
Yeah,
you
but
know,
if they take off, we are in big trouble. People will die.
Exactly. I mean, I think that, you know, it's a wonderful metaphor and statement for what's been going on, especially politically lately. And, you know, we take so many things for granted, our rights and our democracy. And we've seen in the last little while how that can sort of be chipped away at. And I just think it's a phenomenal statement. Try 5 minutes without a woman, 10 minutes without a woman. You know, they're nurturing, their power, their brilliance, their humor, their connectivity, you know, their unitedness. So I think that it's a very powerful statement. I think it's wonderful. And you know, you are evolved, and many people and many men are wonderful, but there's a lot of situations where there's not a lot of appreciation for what women do. I mean, we're very lucky in the country that we live in that we have that, but around the world, you know, it's not the same equality and respect. So
I've not heard that sort of blanket going out, reaching out that far. And I have often wondered why there isn't more support for taking to task some of the cultures that are horrible to women.
Well, I think a lot of people try and do that. A lot of people try and do that, but it's very difficult to step into somebody else's culture. And you
Hold
know,
on. Well, you can't. You don't get it both ways. You don't.
No, you don't get it both ways. I think that it comes back to what's happening in this country and the resistance. And you know, women are part of that. And I think when you get a strong voice and you get education and you get people behind the cause, there's lots of amazing outreach groups that are doing tremendous things around the world for women's rights and education. And I mean, Malala is a beautiful example of that. So I think it can be a grassroots organization, one person at a time, you know, making a difference. So I think that that's where it's starting. And I think it's very impressive and very empowering what people are doing regarding that.
Talking to Mary Jo Eustace, she's a woman warrior, television personality. She also has a book called Sacred Wheatless, right?
Scared Wheatless.
Scared Wheatless. I beg your pardon. I transposed it in my head. It's gluten-free recipes that will not make you lose your mind.
Yes, it's called Scared Wheatless. It actually won Book of the Year. And talking about an empowering woman, I'm going to have to talk about my daughter, Lola, who is 11. But when she was 8 years old, she got alopecia. Which, you know, is an autoimmune disorder. And she began to lose her beautiful Pocahontas chestnut hair. And I went to a doctor, and he basically said, well, she's got alopecia. You know, she could lose all her hair or not. And I just couldn't accept that. So I did a lot of research. I reached out to health professionals. And in tribute to her, I wrote a book called Scared Wheatless, all gluten-free recipes, because a lot of nutritionists suggest that going gluten-free, you know, gluten can cause inflammation, which of course can cause autoimmune, which is alopecia. So I wrote it for her, and she is a warrior.
Does she skip school today?
No, she's at school.
Hmm.
Getting educated.
Okay. The stepping out on work part of it is the part I'm confused by, because to me, it's like people are going to get fired, it seems to me. And I'm concerned about it. Or people are going to get hurt because women are in vital capacities. That's the part of this I'm a little confused by.
Well, do you think that their employers will support them?
Many of them are entrepreneurs and or private practitioners, and people will get hurt when they step out on their job. That's the part. Or they're not supposed to? That's the part I'm confused by. I'm just confused. If I were a woman attorney and I had some important presentation today or representation today, or I was a physician, I had to cover an ICU, That's what women do. That's how vital they are. But they can't step out.
Well, they did, though.
Well, then two people are going to die. And so my question is, what? Yeah. And so my question is, what's going to happen then? What are the consequences going to be? Are people going to lose their job? Are people going to be prosecuted?
Well, I don't know. I think that that's a really general question. So I don't know. They might have cleared it with the people that they work with first that they're going to take the day off. I mean, that they might have had people covering for their patients or their physicians. So I don't think it's willy-nilly. I don't think people just stepped out without any planning. I can't answer for every single person who did it.
Well, but I thought I'm confused by it. I thought that was the point. We're going to show how vital women are when they're not there. They're gone.
Well, here's the beauty of women, and here's the beauty of their brilliance, that they would take care of the situation, so somebody would probably be in their place to take care of the fallout.
But doesn't that undermine the
I don't think so. I think that it just shows the complexity and nuance of every situation. I don't think everything's black and white. So I think that that just shows, you know, resistance with power and love. So I think it's an interesting statement. I don't think everything is just that black and white.
Because I thought it was, we strike, we leave, and you'll see how important we are. And I'm like, whoa, I know how important they are. That to me sounds dangerous.